So we would like Be'ezus Hashem to try and finish the Tosfos today and this Inyan, which is a terrific Inyan. Like I said at the beginning of the sugya, it's what we call a Shas Inyan. So Shas Inyan, because as we can well imagine, this has ramifications in so many areas. Let's just wait for Nachum to connect. Good morning, Nachum. Great to see you.
Good morning, Rabbi.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Doing good. How's the Rabbi?
Baruch Hashem, you'll keep me posted. You keep me posted.
Look like you're in a catering kitchen there.
Something like that. Yeah, we're going today at 12.
Okay. Are you also going?
Yeah.
Very good. Very important. Okay, great. Let me know. Okay, I'll call upon him back to our subject.
What's day at 12?
Oh, very exciting. Tiulim today.
Oh, okay.
I'll call upon him open. So we're trying to finish our subject. Our subject is with regard to this big shaila. Can a derabbanan be moitzi a deraisa? So we left off in the middle of a tesis. We're not going to learn the whole tesis again, but let's just at least review the first half of tesis before we see the end of it. We are getting stuck in our sugya because the Gemara says that Shimon ben Shotach only drank a cup of wine, and then was Moitzi Yana and his wife. And the Gemara said, we're very upset with him because he should have had a Kazai's dog on. That's the end of the Gemara. With the clear implication, absolutely clear, the clear implication of the Gemara is that had he only eaten a Kazai's dog on, then he could indeed have been Moitzi Yana. And we are for the moment assuming that Yana, however, ate Kadei Svia. He's the Melech. He probably had a full-blown meal, which of course asks the question, begs the question, well then why on earth would a kazayis help? If you have a kazayis, you're only mukhiv in benching mid derabonon. If you eat kadeh svir, it's a deraisa. How can a derabonon be moitzia deraisa? And the basis of this question, and that's why we kept on referring back to it, was davchof. Because in davchof we said that a woman, if she's only mukhiv in benching mid derabonon, cannot be moitzia man, because the derabonon cannot be moitzia deraisa. Similarly, a cotton, even if he eats, but he's not mechuyev min ha-tayron, he cannot be moitzi, an adult. So ein cotton, ein derabonon, moitzi deraisa. So it would seem to be a mefurish gemara that a derabonon cannot be moitzi a deraisa. So how on earth do we reconcile that with our gemara? Our gemara says that if Shimon ben Shotach would eat a kazayis, he would be able to be moitzi yanai. And it seems to be saying, therefore, that a drabonon can be moitzia deraisa. That's the big question that we're trying to answer. In other words, stira gemura between the Gemara in Daf Chof and Memches. So Rashi was not bothered. Rashi was the first approach we saw, and Rashi said, a drabonon can be moitzia deraisa. Question is a non-starter. A drabonon can be moitzia deraisa. And that's why, had Shimon ben Shotach only eaten a kazayis dogon, yes, no problem at all. He could indeed have been moitzi yanai, despite the fact they were deraisa. A derabonon is allowed to be moitzi deraisa. Why? As Rashi said, because once you've at least eaten a kazayis dogon, you're at the table. You're on the board. You are a mechuyev bedova. That's called a mechuyev bedova. And once you are mechuyev bedova, it doesn't make a difference to me whether you're mechuyev derabonon or deraisa. Rashi immediately got stuck. So if that's the case, if a derabonon is allowed to be moitzi deraisa, why can a child not be moitzi a godel? Surely a child is mechuyev at least midrabonon. Says Rashi, no, that's a mistake. A child is not mechuyev midrabonon. Rather, it is the father who's obligated to educate him, but the child himself is not mechuyev midrabanan at all. We discussed, what about Isha, Kvega's question, fine. So approach number one in this sugya is that a drabanan can be moitzi deraisa. Approach number two, Rashi quoted in the name of the Bahag, And that is that no, Idrabonon cannot be Moitzia Dereisa. When it says that Shimon ben Shotach, shame that he never ate a kazayis, what that means is because Yanai himself also only ate a kazayis. That was the Bahag's tremendous okimta in the Gemara. Yanai only ate a kazayis, Shimon ben Shotach needs to eat a kazayis, and then everybody's on a level playing field, and a drabonon can be made to a drabonon, but he absolutely disagrees with Rashi. No such thing as a drabonon being Moitzia Dereisa. Rashi rejected the Bahag because Rashi says it's highly unsatisfactory. How can you possibly suggest that Yanai had less than Kedei Svir? Seems very unlikely that all that Yanai ate was just a kazayis. Very unlikely. Okay, so we have a big machlokes between Rashi and the Bahag. So have a look at Tosfos. Tosfos now also quotes the Bahag. Tosfos is on the second Omid now, and it's on the first narrow line. Says Tosfos, Ubahag Piresh. The Bahag explains, the Echod She'ochal Kazayis. Somebody who eats a Kazayis, Einoy Yochol Lahoitzi Achirim. Cannot be Moitzi others. She'ochlu Kedei Svir, if they ate a Kedei Svir. So here it is, the Bahag, as quoted by Rashi as well. Eidrabonon cannot be Moitzi Eidreisa. Why? There's the principle. The loy osi drabonon. Eidrabonon cannot come along upoita doiraisa. No such thing. The Bahag disagrees with Rashi. You've got to have the exact same level of chiyuv in order to be moitzi somebody else. If you are mechuyav drabonon, you cannot be moitzi somebody else as a deraisa. Avol, however, kishelo yochlu gam ho'achirim rak kazayis. But if the others, in our case, Yana and his wife, if they themselves only ate a kazayis, oh, well, then it's no problem. Poiter oisom, then you can exempt them. Why? Because I'm a drabonon, they're a drabonon, we've all got the same level of chiyuv, and that's another way of saying that Yanai probably only ate a kazayis. So Tosfos again, just like Rashi, is very unhappy with the Bahag. Says Tosfos, I'm very sorry, veloi hi. This is not so. This is not so. I cannot accept the Bahag's explanation. Why? Because this is all based, Samchinon, this is all based on the story of Yanai v'chaveirov. Now, how much did they eat? V'heim ochlu k'dei svir. And they did eat k'dei svir. So how can you say that a drabonon cannot be meitzia d'iraisa? And you can only be moitzi another drabonon, but I'm sorry to say, in our very Gemara, which this entire discussion is based on, Yanai ate a kedei svir, so he is mechuyav deraisa. Va'afilu hochi, and nonetheless, kochozinon, what do we see? De kopotar lohu, Shimon ben Shotach. And yet we see that Shimon ben Shotach is allowed to be moitzi them, even though Shimon ben Shotach at best would eat a kazayis, and they, however, ate a kedei svir. So at this stage, Tosfos absolutely stuck. Why is Tosfos stuck? Because he did not like Rashi's pirush. Remember, what was Rashi's pirush? Rashi is the one who holds that a drabonon is allowed to be moitzia d'iraisa. And Tosfos did not like Rashi. Why did Tosfos not like Rashi? Sorry, nothing doing. A drabonon cannot be moitzia d'iraisa. It doesn't make any sense. You've got to be on a level playing field. Problem is, he doesn't like the Bahag either. Because what does the Bahag say? Yes, you're right, a drabonon can't be moitzia d'iraisa. Here we're talking about everybody was a drabonon. I'm sorry, says Tosfos, I disagree with that as well. What do you mean everybody is a drabonon? Yanai ate kedei svir. So basically, we are back to square. Tosfos is unhappy with Rashi, he's unhappy with the Bahag, in which case we have this enormous question to answer. What is the enormous question? We have an absolute stira between two Gemaras. What is the stira? In Daf Memches, it seems to say that Shimon ben Shatach, if you would eat a kazayis, could be Moitzi Yanai, even though Shimon ben Shatach is a Drabonon and Yanai is a Deraisa. And yet in Daf Chof, it says a cotton, for example, a child, cannot be Moitzi his father because the cotton is a Drabonon and the father is a Deraisa. A Drabonon can't be Moitzi a Deraisa. So that's the stira. Can a Drabonon be Moitzi a Deraisa? Or can a Drabonon not be Moitzi Deraisa? In our sugi, it seems to say that he can do. In Daf Chof, it says that he cannot. That's why a cotton cannot be Moitzi a Godel. How on earth are we going to reconcile this stira? So now, in order to understand Tosis's approach, Tosis is now going to introduce to us a third approach. But in order to fully appreciate the beauty of this approach, we have to remind ourselves of a famous principle. This principle is a one-word principle, and it's called Arvus. If anybody wants to write this down, like the word Erev in the evening, Ayin, Reish, Beis, Vav, Sof. The word arvus, from the word orev, orev is to guarantee, guarantor. What is the principle of arvus? And Tosis's entire teretz is going to be based on the principle of arvus. Arvus is the following. What would be, and this is a very common shiloh, Rav Avraham, are you able to mute other people? Yeah, shkoyach. What would be in the following shaila? Classic shaila. Friday night, you make kiddush, and you've now been yoytze your mitzvah of kiddush. Or, let's take another example. Kriyas Megillah, a Baal Kore, who has lain the Megillah, so he's been yotze his mitzvah. Can he now lain for somebody else? So I would have thought that perhaps he can't. Why not? Because if we ask ourselves the question, this Baal Kore who's lain Megillah on Purim, he's now lain. He has been yoytze his own chiyuv. So is he classified as a bar chiyuva? Somebody who's obligated in Megillah, I would have said no, because he's been yoytze his chiyuv. He has no obligation whatsoever. So how can he possibly be moitze somebody else? How can somebody with no chiyuv be moitze somebody else who does have a chiyuv? If we're saying that a drabonon can't be moitzi a deraisa, well then surely somebody with zero chiyuv definitely can't be moitzi somebody else. And the answer in one word is arvus. Or as the Gemara calls it elsewhere, yotza moitzi. Even if you yourself have already been yotze, you can still be moitzi others with their chiyuv. Why is that? How can I be moitzi somebody else with their chiyuv if I myself are not obligated? Because I've already been mekayim my chiyuv. This is where arvus steps in. When Klal Yisrael, just before they entered Eretz Yisrael, Atem nitzovim kulchem hayoim. Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Parshas Nitzovim undertook to take responsibility for each other's mitzvahs. Arvus means responsibility or guaranteed. This is what we call Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeluzeh. So even if I currently have no chiyuv on Kriyas Megillah, for example, why not? because I have already been mekayim my chiyuv. But I can still take responsibility for your chiyuv, and I can read Megillah on your behalf. Why? Because of Arvus. Because of Arvus. So that's the principle of Arvus. So that's why somebody who has blown shofar could blow for somebody else. That's why somebody who has lain the Megillah can lain for somebody else. That's why somebody who's made Kiddush can make Kiddush for somebody else. I myself have no more obligation because I have already been mekayim my obligation. Arvus, yotza, moitzi. Even though myself I have been yotze, I can nonetheless be moitzi others. That's the principle of kol Yisrael arevim ze lo ze.
There's another factor, and that is that he is in the parsha.
We're going to get to in a second. Yeah.
I think I was going to ask the same thing. Does that person have to be capable
right. or
incapable?
Now, here comes the big nakuda, and this is the chiddush that Tosis is based on. Yes, I can be moitzi you with Megillah even after I've already been yotze. Yes, I can be moitzi you with kiddush even though I've been yotze already. But that's only because I am essentially a bar chiyuva. What does that mean, essentially a bar chiyuva? I am somebody who has this chiyuv. It so happens to be that I've been mekayim my chiyuv, but I'm in the parasha. I'm in the parasha. For example, I, as a Yisrael, cannot be moitzi a koyin with Birkas Koyanim based on Arvus. Why not? Because I'm not in the parasha of Birkas Koyanim, because I'm not a koyin. But one koyin who is in the parasha, he could in theory be moitzi another koyin with Birkas Koyanim bedin Arvus. Yotza, moitzi. But you've got to be in the parasha. You've got to be in the parasha. Now, that is Moirai V'Raboisai, principle number one. Principle number one, and it's called Arvus. Yotza Moitzi. I take responsibility, I guarantee, I take on achrayas for your chiyuvim. But as you mentioned, it's got to be that essentially I'm in the parasha. Now, let's get back to a cotton. If we ask the question, a cotton, who's had a full-blown meal, is a cotton in the parasha of Birkas HaMazon at all? Definitely not, because he has no mitzvahs. And if he has no mitzvahs, then there's no parasha of Arvus. There's no parasha of Arvus. He cannot take responsibility for somebody else's chiyuv if he himself never can have that chiyuv in the first place. So he has no connection to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon. And if you have no connection to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon because you're a cotton, then there does not exist the principle of Arvus. So what does remain? So here comes principle number two. And that is, there's no Arvus. But one moment, I myself am doing Kiddush now, or Birkas HaMazon, or Megillah as the cotton. So I'm not just doing it for you. Rabbi Yisrael, we have to be very clear over here. When the Baal Koyre has lained Megillah, and then he lains it a second time, why is he laning it second time? For whose benefit? Only for the benefit of the second person. He's not doing it for himself. Why not for himself? Because he's already been yotze. So when you come to the Grashul or to Eish Kodesh Shul on the night of Purim, and your Baal Koira lanes Megillah for the whole Tzibur, and you are Yotze with that, is that Arvus? The answer is no.
Because he wasn't, he was still Mechuyev.
Because he's still Mechuyev. I don't need the parasha of Arvus. The fact that he's allowed to lane the Megillah is not because he's taking responsibility for me. He's taking responsibility for himself by virtue of the fact that I listen, so that we have a principle called Shoimea Ka'oina. If I listen, as long as I listen from a Bar Chiyuva, Shoimea Ka'oina. Shoimea Ka'oina. So that's nothing to do with Arvus. When the Baal Koire is reading first time round, forget the parasha of Arvus. He then lanes for himself, and everybody else who listens is Yotze with Shemea Koina. When the Baal Koira now lanes second time and third time and fourth time after he has already been Mekayim his Chiyuv, so 1 second, is he a Bar Chiyuva? He's no longer a Bar Chiyuva because he's already been Yotze. So how can he be Yotze somebody else? Shalom Aleichem, the parasha of Arvus. This is where Arvus kicks in. And basically, the way that some of the Mefarshim explain the principle of Arvus is that I, having taken responsibility for your chiyuv lands on my head. Your chiyuv lands on my head, such that even though essentially I have already been Yotze the Megillah, but I'm still considered to be a Bar Chiyuva. What do you mean I'm a Bar Chiyuva? I've already been Yotze, but your Chiyuv obligates me. I've got to take responsibility because in Parshas Nitzavim I took Achrayas, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. So I'm still considered to be a Bar Chiyuva because your Chiyuv lands on my head. So again, when the Baal Koire is reading first time round, I don't need to come to Arvus. Why not? I don't need your chiyuv to land on my head. I've got my own chiyuv, thank you very much. But when I don't have my own chiyuv because I have already been Yotze, so if I've already been Yotze, how can you consider me a Bar Chiyuva? The answer is because your chiyuv lands on my head. What's your chiyuv got to do with me? Why can't we all just all mind our own business? The answer is Arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lozeh. But again, as we mentioned, the principle of Arvus can only make sense. It only makes sense to say that your chiyuv lands on me if that me essentially is in the parasha. Is in the parasha. So let's go back now to Daf Chof. A katan and a godoil both had a full-blown meal. The katan's chiyuv is only drabonon. The Godel's chiyuv is the Eraisa. So I'm sorry to say, a Drabonon cannot be Moitzi a Eraisa because you are on different levels of chiyuv. What are you going to say? Why are they on different levels of chiyuv? Why can't the Cotton say that the chiyuv of the Godel lands on his head? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lozeh. And the answer is, we say to the cotton, my dear child, you have no connection to Birkas HaMazon. You've got to be in the parasha. And you are not in the parasha. Because when the Torah instructed the mitzvah Birkas HaMazon, the Torah was never talking to a ketanim. So the parasha of Arvus does not apply in the case of a cotton. What does apply? The only thing that applies is that the cotton says, all right, fine, your chiyuv can't land on my head. But you know something? I've got my own personal chiyuv because I also just ate a meal. Shkoya, thank you very much. But you're only mechuyev midrabonon. And the godless chayv deiraisa. So ein drabonon moitzi deiraisa. Now let's come back to Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach, the Gemara says, he should have eaten the kazayis of Dagon. So what was the $64 million question? What on earth would it help to eat a kazayis of Dagon? But even if he eats a kazayis of Dagon, he's only mechuyev derabbanon. And how can a derabbanon be moitzi deiraisa? So we now have the answer, one word answer. You're right. He doesn't have a deraisa chiyuv. He's only got a derabbanon chiyuv, and a derabbanon cannot be moitzi deraisa. But you know something? I've got a way of upgrading him and considering him a deraisa, because Yanai's chiyuv lands on his head. So it's as if he is a bar chiyuva deraisa. Oh, why am I happy to upgrade Shimon ben Shotach, but I'm not happy to upgrade the cotton? Difference is very obvious, because a cotton is not in the parasha. A cotton can eat a whole meal, he can eat all day long, and he will not be mechuyev deraisa. Whereas Shimon ben Shotach is in the parasha of Birkas HaMazon. If Shimon ben Shotach would eat Kedei Sviya, we all agree that he would be mechuyev to bench ben HaTorah. So what does that show me? That Shimon ben Shotach is in the parasha of Birkas HaMazon. Oh, you're in the parasha. So even if you've only eaten a kazayis dogon and yachayv midrabanon, but Yanai's chiyuv can land on his head. Yanai's chiyuv can land on his head. How so? Arvus. That's Tosis Teretz. Have a look at Tosis Teretz now. Now look at Tosis inside. Says Tosis, Elo Nira Lechalik. Elo Nira Lechalik. Tosis says, it would appear to me that the distinction between the two Gemaras, remember the Stira, Shimon ben Shotach is a Drabonon and is allowed to be Moitzi Yanai in Daf Memches, and in Daf Chof, a cotton is also Mechuyim Drabonon and he's not allowed to be Moitzi his father. Stira. Says Tosis, the distinction is as follows. Elo Nira Lechalik. The cotton she'enoi bar chiyuv klal deiraisa. A cotton is not a bar chiyuv deiraisa whatsoever. Afilo ochal kedei sviya. Even if a child would in theory eat a kedei sviya, he still wouldn't be mechuyev min hatorah. He has zero connection to the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon Deiraisa. He is not a Bar Chiyuva Deiraisa. Hilkoch, therefore, Einoi Mechuyev Bedovo, quote unquote, Korinon Bey. What do we call him? How's he classified? An Einoi Mechuyev Bedovo. Sorry, you're not on the ballpark at all. You're not on the parasha. You're not in the parasha. You have no connection to Birkas HaMazon. Ulakach, and therefore, loy mapik loy. Therefore, he cannot be moitzi somebody else, iochal shiur deiraisa. If somebody else, if that other person ate a shiur deiraisa, we say to the cotton, very nice, you want to be moitzi the godel. You have zero connection to the deiraisa chiyuv. Proof of the pudding, because even if you eat a kedei sviya, you're still not mechuyev min hatorah. So you cannot be moitzi a godel.
Rav, why did Tosfos have to say that a katan is not a bar chiyuv klal deiraisa? Why did he have to say deiraisa?
Because he is mechuyev min derabbanon. Tosfos is saying, yes, the cotton is mechuyev midrabanon. Remember, Rashi was the one who told us that a cotton doesn't even have a chiyev midrabanon. Tosfos rejected that. Tosfos says, you're right, he's a chiyev midrabanon, but he doesn't have a chiyev deiraisa. Okay. And if he doesn't have a chiyev deiraisa, he has no connection to the godel.
Hava Amina, the Nifiei Kedei Sophia, that perhaps he could be Motzi, Talmud Lomar, he's not in the Parsha.
Right. That's why, that's right, exactly. Therefore, even if he ate Kedei Sophia, oh, Kedei Sophia, full-blown meal. No, not for a cotton, because he's still not Mokhoyim and Atayr. So I'm sorry, you will never, ever, ever be on the same level as a Godel until he himself becomes a God, but not at this stage. So therefore, the Gemara in Daf Chaf is wonderful. Why can the cotton not be Moitzi the Godel? Because he's a Derabonon and the Godel is Deiraisa. And Ein Derabonon Moitzi Deiraisa. But surely let the Chiev of the Godel land on the head of the cotton. It can't land on his head because he has no connection to that mitzvah at all. Says Tosfos, Avol Godel. But where you're talking about somebody who is a god like Shimon ben Shotah, Shehu bar chiyuva min ha-toira. Here he is a bar chiyuva min ha-toira, ki when ochil kedei sviya. If Shimon ben Shotach would eat a kedei sviya, then he would be a bar chiyuva min ha-toira. Ah, quote unquote. Mechuyev bedavar, he is called a mechuyev bedavar. Afilu loy ochal klal. Even if he didn't eat at all. Even if he didn't eat at all, you are in the parasha. Why? Kedo amrinon b'Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, kol habrochois afal pishe yotso. Moitzi, all brachas, even if I have already been yotzi myself, I can still be moitzi others, chutz mi birkas ha-lechem u-birkas ha-yayin, besides fa moitzi lechem in ha-oretz and boir priya gofren, that's a different story.
So why did Shimon ben Shatach even ask for wine if he's holding
the post? Keep on going. Says Tosfos, why is that? Vahainu taima, and do you know what the reason is? The chol Yisrael areivin zebozeh, because all of Klal Yisrael take responsibility for each other. Therefore, I am much better off, says Shimon ben Shatach, than a cotton. Why? Because I am a bar chiyuva min ha-toira, and if I'm a bar chiyuva min ha-toira, Yotza Moitzi, your chiev, Yana, your chiev can land on my head because I took responsibility for you. For who adin? The Birkas Hamozin. So too with Birkas Hamozin, Afal Pisha Yotza, comma, Moitzi. Could appreciate as we've explained, period. Now, Tosfos has given us a wonderful resolution of the two Gemaras. In the final analysis, can a derabbanon be moitzia deiraisa? And according to Tosfos, the answer is no, he cannot. Other than if there exists a parish of arvus. A cotton doesn't have arvus, and a godel does have arvus. So there's a fantastic teretz to the steer and the two gemoras. In Daf Chof it says, what? That a cotton cannot be moitzi a godel? Yes, of course not, because he's a drabonon and the godel is deraisa. Yeah, but arvus. I'm sorry, there's no arvus there. You've got no connection to the godel's chiv, because you're never mukhiv in atira. But in Daf Memches with Shimon ben Shatach, where he is a godel, so he is in the parasha. So therefore, even though he himself is not mukhiv to bench, doesn't matter. Yanai's chiyuv will land on his head. Now, Tosfos cannot stop over here. Why can Tosfos not stop over here? Because as wonderful as the teretz is, there's a big hole, there's a puncture in this teretz. What's the hole in this teretz? What did Shimon ben Shatach do? He drank a cup of wine, and what did the Gemara say? Oh, we're very upset. He should have eaten a kazayis dogon. Excuse me. Tosas's teretz is so good that I don't understand why he needs to eat a kazayis dogon then. Even if he didn't eat anything at all, why can't he have arvus? 5 minutes ago, we were busy asking, why does a kazayis dogon help? Now we're asking a reverse question. If you've got arvus, why do you need to eat a kazayis dogon? Even if he didn't eat anything whatsoever, he's in the parasha. He's a bar chiyuvim, arvus. So Tosas teretz is too good. Tosas teretz is so good that we don't understand why did he ever needed to eat a kazayis dogon? Why did we get upset with Shimon ben Shattach?
How can we understand the fact that even if he ate nothing, he still has an arvus responsibility? I understand.
Why not? Like somebody who's been yotzer the kriyas of Megillah. After Megillah, I have zero chiyuv whatsoever, and I can be yotzer you. So why should Shimon ben Shattach be different?
Because he took place in the mitzvah of Megillah. In this case, he ate nothing.
So what? But I can be yotzer your chiyuv. That's arvus. Arvus means even if I myself have no chiyuv, why do I have no chiyuv? Either because I never ate, or because I did eat, but I've already benched. Who cares? At the end of the day, I have no chiyuv, but I take on your chiyuv. So why do I need to kazayis dogon? That's the closing line of Tosfos. Says Tosfos, the kazayis dogon, eino tzorich elo. Beautiful. It's a technicality, says Tosfos, because the Loshon of the Zimun is Baruch She'ochalnu Mishaloi. If I didn't eat anything, you can tell me all the lomdus in the world of Arvus, but I can't say Baruch She'ochalnu, thank you Hashem for the food that I ate when I never ate. So drinking is not eating. That's why the Gemara said that the cup of wine was enough. So he should have had a kazayis of dogon. The big question that we've been asking all week is, why would a kazayis dogon help? But it only bumps you up to a drabonon, and a drabonon can't be moitzia deraisa. So according to Tosfos, I never needed to bump you up. Even with zero chiyav, you can be moitzia deraisa with arvus. Oh, really? So why do I need a kazayis dogon? Technicality. Just be able to say, Baruch she'ochalnu mishaloi. So we have three tirutzim. According to Rashi, the Rabbanon can moitzia deraisa. According to the Bahag, no, it can't. And according to Tosfos,